Today we're going to have a presentation on step one. I'm going to turn the time over to Colleen.
Thanks, Connie. And it's not really a presentation today. I'm just leading a check-in. This is our last week on step one. If we have group conscience that we're ready to move on to the sobriety contract next week. So this time will just be for everyone to check in on the following two questions. What I've learned with respect to step one, and then am I ready to move on? In other words, have I admitted that I am powerless over compulsive sexual behavior, and have I also admitted that my life has become unmanageable? So those are the two questions. And
can you repeat the question
again? Sure. So what have I learned in working step one? And two, am I ready to move on? So have I admitted that I am powerless over compulsive sexual behavior and further admitted that my life has become unmanageable? All right. Tucson, did you guys get those questions for the check-in? Tucson?
Yes, Colleen, could you repeat that?
Sure. Did you want me to repeat the questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. We're checking in as to what I've learned with respect to step one, and then am I ready to move on? Have I admitted my powerlessness and that my life has become unmanageable?
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we start with Tucson?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay, well then I'll start here in Phoenix. Dalton, do you want to start?
Well, I'm Dalton. I would like to think that I have learned from step one that, that I am powerless. I tend to forget that very easily. I have a very strong self-will. But I actually have learned I'm so much better than I was. I think on the second question, I am ready to move on. I also think that I will need to return to step one frequently. That's how my life is going. Like I said, self-will is a very strong defect of mine. So I tend to admit things and hand over, and then I take them back, and then I start over and all like that. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Betsy, recovering coach. I've admitted that I'm powerless in the way that I wrote. The first step has brought me face-to-face with the fact that I was raised to be a codependent. Based on my relationship to my father, mother, and siblings, I was powerless over a form of codependency with my ex-husband, although he was far from being a sex addict. And then the entanglement with the sex addict just brought it to the surface, which is really the first form of healing. So I should be very grateful for that. I've learned when I first got into this, I was interested in reading about sexual addiction, and I realized that there were support groups out there. And I thought, even though I'm not a sex addict personally, I'm certainly entangled with one. So that's why I started to join the SAA group, and then I found out, oh no, there's a COSA group. That's what I need. So I've learned that I'm part of that dynamic as being a codependent. So that's been a huge help to me. And I'll pass.
what I've learned, what I'm noticing as I'm going through this, the questions, is that I was have, like, try to incorporate, or I end up incorporating, like, step four and other steps. I make it a lot more involved than it really needs to be. And so, yeah, I am sure. I'm like Dalton, though. I do believe that I'll have to come back a lot with the letting go or admitting that I'm powerless over things, that it will probably sideline me. And let's see. I am ready to move on. That'll pass.
Thank you, Vicky.
In step one, and whether we're ready to move on. Have we admitted that we were powerless and
become manageable? Okay. My name's Kim. You know, some of the awarenesses that I've had during this step is the insanity that I create in my own life, the denial that I go into, just all of the things that I utilize in order to cope in an unhealthy way with a painful situation. And the awareness is strong, and with that, I think I'm ready to move on to two and gain some hope that things can be different. So I am ready to move on.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, Tucson, can we put you on the spot now?
I think we're ready now.
Okay.
Shall we move her?
Okay. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I think what I've learned in this conversation is that you don't just work step one and you're done with it, that it's just the beginning, and that all of the steps are there as tools for healing, and you may rely on a particular step at any given time and revisit because you don't learn something once and then let go of it. You have to be open to remembering, and I know that it takes me a long time to learn something, and if it's a behavior, I have to unlearn that, and we're talking about 62 years of learning how to be the way I am today. So I suppose I am ready to move on, but I know that I'll be backtracking as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jolly.
Hi, Jolly.
I have accepted that I'm powerless over compulsive sexual behavior. I've also accepted that I'm powerless over my own behavior at times in accepting my limits and what I can push myself to do and what I cannot push myself to do in my thinking, my shooting on myself and thinking that I should be over this and that I should be beyond it and that I have to just accept everything right now in this moment and push myself way too much. And so in that respect, I feel like I'm powerless over being able to control my feelings, but I'm powerless over how fast I recover and how fast I can glean everything that there is to glean in this situation. And the question was, There was another part. And then my life was unmanageable.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm ready to move on.
Did you get that, Phoenix?
Yeah. Got it.
All right. So Rochelle actually has done some steps, but she's just joining our group now. She's actually almost through herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on step 9. So she's joining this step study now. But tonight's her
first. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So I don't know if Rochelle wants to share tonight or not.
I'll share. Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Step 1. Step 1 is such a powerful step, and it's one that's so crucial to the success of my own program. And coming to the acceptance that I am powerless was easy, or so I thought, but I could accept my powerless over so many things, but I was really struggling in the beginning on how to figure out how I could control certain things in my own addiction and my husband's addiction. I am blessed. I am blessed to be surrounded by a lot of family members with addiction, so I get a lot of practice in. And it was really crucial. It was really crucial for me to be able to accept that I am powerless, for me to be able to surrender, because without that, I felt like I was going insane. I had no serenity. I had no sense of peace. I got physically sick because of all of this. And although I had a very strong faith, I was not turning it over. I was not doing that. And so I'm really grateful to have the tools of this program, but especially step 1, because that's the crux of it all. We are powerless. We are powerless over our own addiction. We are powerless over our partner's addictions. And I've realized throughout the last 3 years in program that I am powerless over everything. I cannot pick and choose what's going to happen, but God willing, with my higher power, I can actually figure out what to do with all of that. So I'm so grateful to be here, and thank you all of you for being here and sharing as well. With that, I shall pass.
Thanks, Rochelle. It's actually everyone here except for me, and I'm passing.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Hold on.
Hi, I'm Connie. What I have learned, I wrote down a few things. When I'm trying to control anything, when I'm trying to control anything, people, places, control anything, I realize it's a waste of time for me. The more I admit that I'm powerless, I can grow and find peace. Being powerless is a blessing because it brings me closer to my higher power. And I've learned through step 1 that I still have pain. You know, after 14 years, some pain. And things that I had forgot about that I never addressed. It has kind of put me back as like a new COSA again. It's been a really odd position for me to be in because I've been in COSA for 14 years, and there were things that I never shared in my story. And so this time around in step 1 we came up, and so I'm dealing with the pain again. And I still have things to mourn and grieve, and that's okay. And when we met powerless and unmanageability, that I'm free to move forward and find solutions for my problem instead of being stuck in my pain and anger and trying to make things my way. I can finally release them and let them happen God's way. And I, for one, am more than ready to move on and get out of this damn death. Thank you.
Everybody, I'm Claudia. I'll pass. Thanks, Claudia. Hi, I'm Colleen. Well, I have worked step 1 previously, and
So I haven't fully worked it through the step study. But what I'm learning is that it is what has been mentioned by several people in their sharing, that I have to return to step one frequently, and that I am returning to it now, and my life is changing, my circumstances are changing in the process of a divorce, and that I am back at step one and am fighting that sense of powerlessness. And what's really stuck with me is something that Claudia and I think said on night one, that well, now my mind just went blank. I just had it. That when things are going great in my life, then it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, I can admit that I'm powerless. And yeah, that's easy to do when everything's going great in my life. It's when things get chaotic that I suddenly want to take back that control and that power. And I'm seeing that play out in my life. So it's been a learning process for me. And just that the understanding that this really is something that I have to come back to over and over and over again, that I give it away and I take it back. And so I've heard that in several people's shares, and I just want to echo that as well. And I'm not sure at this point that I am ready to move on from the power and the control that I'm still clinging to currently. When I worked the steps initially, I was, but where I am now, I'm still resisting. I'm not quite there. And with that,
thanks, Colleen.
Well, that's everyone, unless anyone has anything to add. We've gone a little early tonight. So I guess the consensus is that we will be moving on to the sobriety contract. And so the homework, Tucson, are you ready for this?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, the homework is to read the sobriety booklet, and then we'll work on the sobriety contract next week. So no writing then, just read the sobriety booklet. And Connie will be leading that discussion for us. She'll be our presenter. Okay?
Okay, great.
Happy weekend, Tucson.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
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 Woo! I was afraid there'd be like seven people. No, I'm not sure.
I feel like at the end of this, we need to have some big party. Like, all this, our group get together face to face.
I think we should meet in Casa Grande.
Yeah, exactly. Dinner or something.
That'd be fun.
To celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm getting to know everybody, and it'll be really cool.
Yeah. That was better, huh?
It was better than the feedback, but it was much better than that.
Yeah.
The feedback is tough. I have a hard time.